The wife of Israel's prime minister is appealing to her husband's cabinet colleagues. Sarah Netanyahu is asking them to reconsider the decision to deport hundreds of children born to migrant workers in the country. As Iris Mackler reports, she's going to Israel's interior minister with her plea.
This issue's touched a raw nerve in Israel. The prime minister's wife, Sarah Netanyahu, is today adding her voice to thousands who've been demonstrating for the past 12 months against the decision to deport the children of migrant workers. 400 children from African and Asian countries will have to leave by the fall. They include the 3-year-old son of Heidi, who's been here from the Philippines for 15 years.
It's not easy, you know. I have to do everything, to work every day. And then there's a lot of rumors about these things. And it's very stressful.
Rotem Ilan formed the group Israeli Children a year ago to fight these deportations.
Exactly, as Israel is a country that was built by and for migrant workers and refugees looking for a safe haven. And I think that if there's anything that we learned from our long history is that we cannot be the country that will deport children.
Israeli human rights groups are calling on their government to put its migration policy in order. They say it shouldn't simply deport these low-paid workers and their children, bring in a new batch and start the cycle all over again. However, Israel's Interior Minister, Eli Yishai, is hardline on this issue. He believes that these non-Jewish children will negatively impact the nature of the Jewish state. Iris Mackler, CBC News, Jerusalem.